Okay, back to the good stuff. Haseba. So here we go. All right. We did a brisker rav, but the brisker rav wasn't. My goal in doing the brisker rav was not for the brisker rav per se. It was really to introduce a potential answer to the problem of the run. What was the problem of the run? So if you remember yesterday, we started to discuss the Gemara in Pesachim Daf Kuf Ches, where the Gemara says very clearly that matzah requires haseba, mara does not require haseba, yayin, the dalukoso, so it's a machlokas between Rav Nachman and Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman says it needs a seba, and Rav Nachman says it doesn't need a seba. So Gemara says, what? Rav Nachman's arguing Rav Nachman? That sounds strange. So Gemara says, no, Rav Nachman's not arguing Rav Nachman. He was talking about different kosos. One time he was talking about the first two kosos, the other time he was talking about the last two kosos. Problem is, says Gemara, we don't know which two kosos he held do need a seba, which two kosos he held don't need a seba. So, hasha dit marachi, vit marachi, since we have it said both ways, idi vidi by a seba. So we hold that everything requires a seba. All four kosos require a seba. That is the maskana of the Gemara, that all four kosos require a seba. So the kasha that all the Rishonim deal with, that the Ran most famously asks, I has sebas adin derabbanan. And the rule is, whenever you have a suffix about a din drabanan, the rule should be suffix drabanan, lakula. So why are we being machmir on the suffix drabanan to require a seba for all four kosos? We should say suffix drabanan lakula and should not require a seba at all. So this assumes that a seba is in fact a din drabanan, right? That whole kasha assumes that a seba is in fact a din drabanan. I actually brought in my minchas asher today just to mention quickly Rav Asher's discussion about whether that is true, whether a seba is in fact a din d'rabbanan or a din d'oraisa. The Rambam writes in the 7th paragraph of Hilchos Chametzu Matzah, Halacha Vav and Zayin, B'cholda, you saw this from this morning, I saw, B'cholda v'dar, Chayev Adam laharos es atzmo kilu hu ba'atzmo yatza ato mishibud Mitzrayim. In every generation, a person has to see himself as if he himself right now is leaving the Shibud Mitzrayim. Shenemar v'sonu otzi misham. We don't say our forefathers taken out of Mitzrayim. We! It's us, now! L'ficha k'shasoid Adam b'layla azet tzarech lech. So when you eat, when a person has his meal on this night of the Seder, he has to eat and drink and lean derech cheres. Sounds like the chiyuv of a seba is part of a broader chiyuv of laharos es atzmo ki'ilu hu yatza mimitzrayim. Where's that chiyuv from? Laharos es atzmo ki'ilu hu yatza mimitzrayim. That's a drasha from the pasuk v'zacharta ki eved ayisa. Pasuk says you should remember that you were an eved. Va'osanu otzi misham, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of there. Those are psukim. Pasuk that we have to remember, and we have to view it as if we were taken out of Mitzrayim. And that's the mechayev of Haseba. So if the mechayev of Haseba is v'zacharta ki eved ayisa, va'osanu otzi misham, then l'chore Haseba should be min haTorah. But it could be that minatora. Well, how would you answer that? No, what's the mitzvah minatora? To see yourself as if you left Mitzrayim. There are many ways you can do that. The Rabbanon formalized one way of doing that. One way of doing that, the Rabbanon formalized as doing a seba. But really, the din d'oraisa is just to see yourself as if you left. It's a mental din. The din is in your head. The din is you should see yourself, you should view yourself as if you're leaving Mitzrayim right now. The Rabbanon gave an action, gave an expression to this hargasha that is a chiv d'oraisa. The chiv d'oraisa, though, is only the hargasha. The action, the expression to that hargasha was given by the Rabbanon. So Rav Asher points out that this sounds a lot like nimsar adavar lechachamim. There is a concept that applies to several halachos of lo nimsar adavar lechachamim, that sometimes we have dinim that are dinim d'oraisa, but the Torah doesn't set the exact parameters of that din d'oraisa. The Chachamim are charged with the responsibility of figuring out exactly what the parameters are of a din d'oraisa. It's a machlokas, whether melechus chol hamoed is d'oraisa or d'rabbanan. But even if it is d'oraisa, even if the isur du melecha and chol hamoed is d'oraisa, the Gemara says, lo nimsar adavar el chachamim. The Chachamim are given the authority to figure out exactly what's included in that din d'oraisa and what's not included in that din d'oraisa. So the concepts of davara avil and the like were made up by the Rabbanon, but it's still a din d'oraisa. In fact, we find in poskim all over the place, though, when you have l'nimsar kasav el chamim, it means that it's really a din d'oraisa. It's just the chum work out the parameters. But poskim everywhere seem to assume that the mitzvah of haseba is only the rabbanan. That's why the Shiltos Rav Chaigon says that's why a Talmud is not Mesav Lefnei Rabbo, because mitzvah haseba, which is the rabbanan, cannot be docha the mitzvah of kavod rabbo, which is the mitzvah min haTorah. So he's clearly assuming the mitzvah haseba is only midrabanan. That's why it can't be docha kavod rabbo. Prima Gadim in Tafayin Beis and Mishpat Zav says that if the father is makpid that his son should not lean, the son should not lean because of kavod av. Kavod av is min haTorah. Haseba is only midrabanan, and the midrabanan is not going to be docha the din min haTorah. Now it should be noted that prima Gadim is very difficult to understand anyway. Meaning, why is that prima Gadim difficult to understand? What does Prima Gadim say? Your father says, I don't want you to lean. It's disrespectful. Don't sit at my table leaning. So Prima Gadim says, make the cheshbon. Kavod av is d'oraisa. Leaning is only d'rabanan. So the d'oraisa beats out the d'rabanan.
Your father said, tell you not to do a mitzvah.
Ah, very good. The reason this Prima Gadim is very difficult. Let's say your father says, I don't like this business of, even let's say a minhag. I don't like this business of not eating meat during the 9 days. Eat meat! It's d'oraisa to listen to your parents. And it's only a minhag not to eat meat during the 9 days. But would we eat meat in that case? No. Certainly, the nature, the getter of the chiyuv of kibud av aim is only within what's permissible anyway. Okay, so the actual psak halach of the Prima Gadim is difficult. But the concept that he clearly holds, and that Rav Chaigon also clearly holds, that Haseba is the Rabbanon, that seems pretty clear. So Rav Asher says, maybe we could explain it based on the following. Maybe the Geder of Lo Nimsar Adavar L'Chachamim is only said when the Torah gives a klal, which by definition must have details, but the Torah never gives those details. Maybe that's where we'll apply Nimsar Adavar L'Chachamim. Torah says, can't do melacha in Chol HaMoed, but never told us what a melacha is. See, when the Torah told us we can't do melacha on Shabbos, it did tell us what a melacha is, not explicitly, but through drashos and the juxtaposition with the Mishkan, we were able to figure out that melacha means those things that are done in the Mishkan, right? When it comes to melachas Chol HaMoed, the Torah never really was magdir what's called a melacha vis-a-vis melachas Chol HaMoed. So the Torah gave us a rule, but never gave us any of the details. So, in that case, we can say Nimsar Davar L'Chachamim. The Torah was leaving room for the Chachamim to figure out what those details might be. And the Rabbanan can come up with the details, can institute those details, and those details now become the Din D'Oraisa. Why is Haseba different? What's the Din D'Oraisa? What's the Din D'Oraisa over here? That a person is Chayiv to view himself as if he left Mitzrayim. Is that lacking any detail? It's not really. In your brain, you have to see yourself, you have to pretend in your head as if you're leaving Mitzrayim. That's it. That's the mitzvah. It's not that the Torah gave me a klal and didn't tell me how to do it. How to do it, focus, get your head right, and view yourself as if you're leaving Mitzrayim. Period. Done. That's the mitzvah. There's no klal, there's no rule that the Torah gives us where the only way to understand the rules is if you know what the details are, and the Torah neglected to give us the details. You don't have that by Haseba. The Torah just gave us a rule that's pretty simple to follow, that you have to liros esatzmo. Then comes along the Rambam, and the Rambam says, no, the mitzvah d'oraisa says liros esatzmo. But you should know there's a mitzvah d'rabbanan to go beyond that. Laharos esatzmo, the Rambam changes the word. Not just to see yourself, but laharos. What does laharos mean? You know the word, the grammar between liros and laharos? In your mar'es something, what does that mean? Not that you see it, but that you show it. Chayav adam liros atzmo is that you have a chiv to see yourself. Chayav adam laharos atzmo is you have a chiv to demonstrate through your behavior that you left Mitzrayim. That's the Rabbanan. It's not that the Torah gave me a rule and didn't give me any details. No, the Torah gave me all the details I need to know. Chayav adam liros atzmo, in my head, I got to see myself as if I'm leaving Mitzrayim. come along the Rabbanan and say, but you should also behave in that way. You should also have outward behaviors of freedom on the night of the Seder, like Haseba. And that's purely Midrabbanan. The raya is that the Rambam writes, L'chiv of Dal Kos is also K'dei L'haros as Atzma. Drinking Dal Kos is night of the Seder, D'araisa D'Rabbanan. What do you say?
D'Rabbanan.
Clearly, it's Rabbanan. No one argues about that. Aye, but it's a chiyuv, it's a kiyum. The Rambam puts it together with chayav adam laharos es atzmo, and isn't that based on a pasuk in the Torah? Yeah, the pasuk in the Torah is think in your head as if you're leaving Mitzrayim. Giving it formal expression is a din Rabbanan. How does one give it formal expression? We drink four cups. We lean. Those are all formal expressions of this din. Da'oraisa, but the actual details of those formal expressions are all midrabanan. But, nevertheless, it could be that when viewed in this way, it could be that those mitzvos that are not just purely drabanan, but actually give expression to a mitzvah da'oraisa, to a feeling midrabanan that we have to have, maybe they get treated a little more strictly than typical dinim d'rabbanan. When you have a din d'rabbanan that's purely d'rabbanan, mikra megillah, let's say, purely d'rabbanan, or at least midivrei kabbalah, not minat Torah, definitely not minat Torah at all. So good. So that's purely d'rabbanan. You treat it with all the rules of a d'rabbanan. Netilas yadayim, purely d'rabbanan. You treat it with all the rules of a d'rabbanan. Bracha rishona, all the rules of a d'rabbanan. But when you have a mitzvah, that's not just a kiyum d'oraisa, but it's the way that we do the d'oraisa. You have a mitzvah d'oraisa to see yourself as if you left Mitzrayim. How does one go about doing that? Well, the Rabbanan had a great idea. They said the way you go about doing that is by expressing yourself like you left Mitzrayim, by drinking dalet kosos, by leaning. So maybe that drinking dalet kosos and that leaning takes on a certain level of chumrah that other mitzvahs d'Rabbanan would not have. Something to keep in the back of our minds as we go further in this sugya. Now, the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Tafayin Beis of Zayin says that if a person eats matzah and doesn't lean, so what's the halacha? You eat matzah, you don't lean, what do? You gotta eat again. Eat matzah again and lean this time. Where does he get that from? The Shulchan Aruch get that from? He's passing like who? Rambam the Rush. Rush. Right? I recollect. Rush. In Simen Chaf. Now wait a second. If Haseba is only the Rabbana and Matzah is Minat Torah, why was he not Yotzi the Mitzvah the first time of Matzah? He should have been Yotzi the Mitzvah of Matzah, and therefore it should be too late already to eat Matzah again, this time with Haseba. So we saw what the Brisk Rav says, right? What did the Brisk Rav say? No, the mitzvah of Haseba is not divorced from the mitzvah of matzah. It's matzah beHaseba. But thinking along the lines of Darabanans and Daraisas, Rav Asher quotes from the Adaras the following. If you already yotze yachiv min haTorah of matzah, so now all that's left is yachiv mi Darabana. Why can't you be yotze that mitzvah during Korech? Why would you have to eat the kazayas of matzah again? You're going to eat another kazayas of matzah at Korech. Why don't you just be yotzei the mitzvah matzah then? Korech. The Gemara in Daf Kuftes Vavam and Aleph, we'll see later, says that nowadays we cannot be yotzei matzah and mar with Korech. Nowadays we have to eat matzah and mar separately. We can't just be yotzei it all together with Korech. See, when we had a Beis HaMikdash and we had Korban Pesach and we would wrap the Korban Pesach with matzah and mar, we'd wrap it all together. Good, we could be yotzei matzah and mar. Nowadays we can't do that anymore. Why? Because matzah bizman hazeh is d'oraisa. Morer bizman hazeh is only midrabanan. So the Gemara says, Asi morer derashus umvatel matzah de mitzvah. Since the morer is on a lower level than the chiyuv of matzah, so the morer is only rashus, it's only derabanan, the time of the morer is going to be umvatel the mitzvah daraisa of matzah. But, says the Adaras, wait a second, if I ate a kazayas of matzah below haseba, and the same is only din drabanan. So what did I fulfill when I ate that kazayas matzah? a chiyuv of matzah midoraisa. Elamai, you want to argue, no, but I still have a chiyuv matzah midorabanan left because I didn't do a seba, and a seba's makev midorabanan. So now what do I have left? A chiyuv of matzah midorabanan. Why can't I do it in korich? The whole reason you can't be yotzei matzah in korich in general is because matzah is daraisa midorabanan. But once you were already yotzei matzah midoraisa, because yei below a seba, why do I have to eat another gazayas of matzah beheseba? Just wait for korech and be yotzei then. They're both derabanan at that point. So the Aderis asked this question to the Marshan. Interesting question. Now, Rav Asher Weiss suggests that maybe the answer to this question is as follows. That once the Chachamim are masakin to eat matzah umar bifnei atzmam, once the Chachamim are masakin that nowadays, we don't have basic, we don't have Korban Pesach, you need to eat matzah separately, you need to eat umar separately, and then only later on we eat korech zecher l'mikdash. That's how the matbeya ha-mitzvah has taken form. The way to do that mitzvah is only within this format. And even when the reason no longer applies, but that's the way the mitzvah is mekuyam bizmanenu. Okay, not as good as the kasha. Kasha is much stronger, no? That the whole reason we're not yotzei matzah in korech is because matzah is daraisa, mar is drabanan. But if I ate matzah below a seba, I was yotzei matzah daraisa. Let me be yotzei my mitzvah matzah by eating in korech. Very, very strong question. What this probably relates to is a discussion we've had several times of Tosfos and the Ran in the beginning of Maseches Sukkah. When the Rabbanan tell you how to do a mitzvah, and you do the mitzvah in a way that would satisfy the Doraisa, but doesn't satisfy the way the Rabbanan tell you to do the mitzvah, are you even Yotzei Midoraisa? You sit in the Sukkah, there's only 6 Tvachim by 6 Tvachim. Midoraisa? That's fine. Midraban on a sukkah needs to be 7 tefachim by 7 tefachim. You sit in a sukkah where your shulchan is besoch besa. Midraoraisa, that's fine. Midraban, you need the shulchan in the sukkah, it can't be besoch besa. We're afraid shemi yimashaych achar shulchan, or you can end up where your shulchan is. Were you yotzei the mitzvah midraoraisa? Says Tosfos, no. Look, yamta mitzvah sukkah miyamecha. Not only were you not yotzei mitzvah d'rabban, you weren't even yotzei mitzvah d'oraisa. Says the Ryan, yeah, you're yotzei d'oraisa. The rabban can't take away your kiyum d'oraisa. That may relate to this issue over here. If you ate matzah below haseba, so the whole kasha, the aderes, is based on the idea, you know, the aderes was Rav Kook's father-in-law. There's one Gedol Yerushalayim. The whole kasha of the aderes was based on the idea that when I eat matzah below a seba, I'm being mekayim matzah d'oraisa. I just haven't been mekayim the din d'rabanan. But if you all like Tosfos and Sukkah Daf Gimel, maybe once the Rabbanan tell me that the only way to do matzah is be'a seba, if I do without a seba, I'm not even mekayim the d'oraisa. So that kasha the Adar certainly relates to that discussion in Tosfos and Ran, the beginning of Maseches Sukkah. Okay, but that was all just a discussion about whether, in fact, Hesebas d'oraisa or d'rabanan. But the clear assumption throughout all the poskim, as we pointed out, is that Hesebas d'rabanan. Even though there might be some kiyum d'oraisa, some d'oraisa element, but for real, Hesebas d'rabanan. Right? There's no question Hesebas d'rabanan. So again, back to our question. If it's only d'rabanan, so we should say Savak d'rabanan l'kula on the first two kosos, we should say Savak d'rabanan l'kula on the last two kosos, we should certainly not say that you lean for all four. You had a question before?
Oh yeah, way back to matzah and marah.
Yeah.
So if you weren't, why? When we used to eat the matzah and marah together, right? When we eat the curry, maybe the reason you can't be kind of remit with matzah there is because Umar says that sarach haseba by matzah and marah ain't sarach haseba.
Ah, what did the Gemara envision for korech? If you weren't eating matzah and marah separately, good. Marah ain't sarach haseba. Matzah sarach haseba is bizmanin. When they had korech, they must have had something else, right? Mustama they did it best, say, but that's Achilles Karban Pesach, Achilles Matzah, even though it's Achilles Marar also.
Yeah,
the truth is, that leads to a bigger question. Is there any objection? I mentioned this yesterday. Is there any objection to eating Marar Be'aseva?
Sure.
Eating, the Gemara says, Ain Sarach.
Yesterday there was.
Ah, so someone says there is, but I don't know if that's so partial. The Leket Yosher, Talmud of Trumas Deshen, says Sarach lahasev bekricha bishvil hamatza korech. You have to do haseba for the matza, and he says the time of mistabra, the matza bisman as a daraisa, mor bisman as a drabanan. Because matzah is daraisa, mor is drabanan, so matzah is going to win. In our korech, we don't have a korban pesach in there. We just have matzah mor. He says matzah is going to win. Sounds like he says, just like the from the fact that he says that it's competing values, matzah versus mor. You know what I would have said if I just read the Gemara? Korech needs a seba for the simple reason that maror, you could go either way, do whatever you want. Matzah requires a seba. Good. So if you have them together, do a seba, because one of them is zero, is parv, and the other one requires a seba. That's not what he says. Look at Yosha says, they're competing. The maror says, don't do a seba. The matzah says, do a seba. Okay, well, matzah's daraisa, so matzah wins. The that's where he doesn't say it explicitly, but that's the Lekad Yosher. The implication of Lekad Yosher is that there's Dafka, we're Dafka discouraged from doing a Seba on Mara. Leads you to believe that, well, let's keep that in the back of our mind, that there must be something, this must tell us something about the mitzvah of a Seba. Later on, Lekad Yosher does say explicitly, well, anyway, the Gemara never says not to do a Seba for Mara. But it sounds like before he gets to that point, he was perfectly comfortable with saying to do a Seba for Korech with the assumption that that we're not supposed to do a Seba for Mara. If you do a Seba for Mara, Lekad Yosher says, could be you're not Yotze. Or it could be Yuri Yotze B'diavet, or it could be that even Mechachila, it's okay. The Rambam does not say anything about not doing a Seba for Mara. Right? He leaves it out. Leaves out this halacha. So he must hold the Din Mara is like any other eating and drinking. Not just that it's okay to do a Seba. What does Rambam hold about eating and drinking throughout the night? Harei Zeh Meshubach. So the Rambam doesn't say anything special about Mara. Yeah, Mara ain't Sarach HaSeba, you know? Mara ain't Sarach HaSeba the same way potato kugel is ain't Sarach HaSeba. It's not eating and drinking. Same way your chicken is ain't Sarach HaSeba. But still, Harei Zeh Meshubach, still you should do it. So there are three possibilities about Mara. The Shibali Aleket says, you're not Yotzi the Chiv of Mara B'HaSeba. He then quotes a daya that you are Yotze B'diavet, and in the Rambam that it's Meshubach. It's a great thing to do a Seba by Mara. Okay. What are we paskin? Are you allowed to do a Seba by Mara? Mishabura paskins, yeah? Mishabura paskins, you're allowed to, but you don't. Minig is not to, but you're allowed to. It's certainly not Ma'akev or Achilles Mara. Okay, so back to our question here. So why is it that we're Mekil, Savik Drabon Lakula, why is it that we're Machmi rather, whatever happened to Savik Drabon Lakula? So in order to go about answering that question, we started to take a look yesterday at the Brisker Rav, where the Brisker Rav has this beautiful explanation of the Machlokas between the Rambam and the Rush. Where the Rambam says, the Rush says rather, that if you eat matzah below a Seba, you weren't Yotze, you gotta eat matzah again. You drink Talakos below a Seba, could be, Tosis even raises the possibility, could be you have to drink Talakos again. Maybe Chashash Bal Tosef at certain points, but you should have to drink it again. Why? So the way the Brisker Rav understood it is because the mitzvah of Haseba is not an independent mitzvah. It's a mitzvah of Achilas Matzah B'derech Haseba. Shtiyas Talakosos B'derech Haseba. So if you eat the matzah below Haseba, you're not even going to the mitzvah of matzah. Great. And what did the Rambam say? you lean throughout the meal, what does that tell you? That it's not a din in the achilas matzah, it's not a din in the shtias talakosos, because then why would it be areza meshubach for the rest of the meal? It wouldn't be. So what it tells you is that it's an independent din. There's a din of a seba throughout the night. And therefore, if you ate matzah without a seba, would you eat matzah again? No, because you already got the mitzvah of matzah. So we left off yesterday with the following kasha. The Ramah paskins that if a person eats matzah below a seba, what should he do? Eat matzah again, like the Rash. And yet he also paskins that if you do a seba, the whole meal, areza meshubach, it's great, like the Rambam. According to the Brisker Rav, the Rosh and the Rambam, lo karav zel zeh, they disagree fundamentally about the entire nature of the mitzvah. So how can the Ramah give such a psak that straddles both? Like the Rambam, like the Rosh, make up your mind, which is it? So maybe to answer that question, by the way, if the mitzvah of Haseba, another kasha, how does the Rambam understand the mitzvah of Haseba? No, you tell me. How does the Rambam understand the mitzvah of Haseba according to the Brisker Rav? What's the mitzvah?
It's his own din.
What does it do? What does it accomplish?
It's better to do the alkosis and matzah.
Yeah. What does it accomplish when I lean? What am I doing? Why?
There are
chayrus. It's its own din to show chayrus by leaning. So the Rambam says, gotta do it by matzah, gotta do it by dalakosos, should do it the rest of the meal. Kol achilaso, your entire eating that night. Why only when I'm eating? Why not when I'm just talking about Yitzhias Mitzrayim? You're fulfilling the mitzvah of Sibur Yitzhias Mitzrayim. Why don't you lean then?
You should.
The Rambam doesn't say that. Rambam says, all you're eating, all you're drinking that night, you should leave.
It's not a chiddush. It's a chiddush that you should eat and drink. It's not a chiddush for Rambam.
Why is it a greater chiddush for eating and drinking than it is the rest of the night? It's a greater chiddush for eating and drinking than it is for matzah and balakosos. That'll grant you. Why is it a greater chiddush than leaning the rest of the night? Rambam never says to lean the rest of the night. Why not? If you look at the Me'iri, in source number 7, Arba kosos kulam tzrichin aseba, hein shtiyasam, hein advar mashem sudarim aleihem. Ratzlomer kiddush, kriyas hagado, kriyas hahalil, birch samazon. What does he say? Not only do you lean for the actual dalid kosos, but anything associated with each of the kosos you would lean for also. What's associated with the first kos? Kiddush. Lean when you say kiddush. What's associated with the second kos? Sipur Yitzhias Mitzrayim. Lean when you do Sipur Yitzhias Mitzrayim. Third kos, benching. Lean when you bench. Fourth kos, halal. Lean when you say halal. V'mah yimesa b'kala suda reza mishubach. Really great to lean by the rest of the suda also. So the Me'iri is saying, a little bit like what Ari was just saying, that it's not a chiddush. You know why it's not a chiddush? Because it's part of the chiyuv of leaning for dalat kosos. Dalat kosos doesn't just mean while you're drinking the dalat kosos. Those kosos relate to something. They each relate to a different part of the Haggadah. So when you do that part of the Haggadah, you should lean. That's how the Me'iri understands. Now, is that what the Rambam holds also? Is that what the Rambam is really saying? That you should lean the entire meal, the entire time? Or is he saying only during when you eat? So one possibility is maybe he really means the entire time. But he doesn't say that. He says, Bishas Achilo. Why? Why would you only lean when you eat and not when you are having the rest of your Seder? So that's another kasha in this Brisker Rav. Is a kasha in the Rambam more than in the Brisker Rav. But according to the Brisker Rav's understanding of the Rambam, that it's just a din of leaning to show you're a free person. Well, free men lean the whole time. So it's two kashas in the Brisker Rav's understanding of the Rambam again. What are the two kashas? Number one, why did the Rambam split his psak? On one end, he passed like the Rosh, that if he kazayis matzah below, say, we need to eat again. On the other hand, like the Rambam, that are raising meshubach. And number two, why is it only b'shas achilu, not throughout the rest of the night? So that's where the Brisk Rav gives us trouble. The Brisk Rav does give us help, though, in other areas. Rav Shechter points out that the Brisk Rav's understanding of the rush will help us understand the problem that the Bir Halacha raises. If you look in Eretz HaTzvi, in Siman Dalet, Os Yud, source number 11, V'harash chalek al shitas harama mesfirle, deleka mitzvah scherus, the Indian Dalit Kosos Gidro Dalit Brachos Alakos Bilvad. The Indian Aseba Hainu Ha'ofen Lekaye Mitzvahs Matzah V'Ha'ofen Lekaye Mitzvahs Dalit Kosos. Berskarov explained, according to the Rush, that Haseba is not a separate mitzvah, it's the way to do matzah, it's the way to do Dalit Kosos. Afein a mitzvah miyuchedas b'fnei atzma. Should be ach ein a mitzvah miyuchedes b'nei atzma, but it's not its own independent mitzvah. Umimele nir a pashut. The ledas harash einin in hasebel b'shas achilas agzaisvel b'shas achilas harasuda. Briskarov writes, it's a davar pashut. Therefore, that you would only lean during matzah during dalakosos, because hasebel is a mitzvah of matzah. It's a mitzvah of dalakosos. It's a way to do the mitzvah of matzah. The way to do the mitzvah of dalakosos. So he says, now I understand how to answer up a kasha of the Bir Halacha. Why? Bir Halacha raises the following question. Everyone talks about a second kezayis of matzah. You see the second kezayis of matzah. Where does that come from? The second kezayis of matzah. If you look in the Bir Halacha, source number 10. Bi'ikar adavar tamua ma'od. The Lufi calls that Navakla and Davar Chadish, the Blaila Rishon and Tzorach Lechel, Beis Kezayis. That you need to eat two Kezayis and one Kezayis from the Matzah that represents the Su'uda, and one Kezayis from the Matzah that represents the Mitzvah of Achilles Matzah. The Lomitzim is a B'shamakom. We don't find that anywhere. The Kolani Poskim, the Savi Tzorach Kimmel Matzah, will say, the Lomitz Kiruz, the Zulus HaRash, or Mordechai. The Rosh is the only one that raises this idea of a second kezayis. And what does the Gemara say? Shamashachal kezayis below Aseba, Shamashachal kezayis in our sugya. One kezayis. Where is his second kezayis? Asks the Bir Halacha. If you all like the Rosh, you need a second kezayis. You have three matzahs, so you need to eat two kezayisim. Where's the second kezayis coming from? So says Rav Shechter, according to the Briskrov's understanding of the Rush, it's all good. Why would you need two kezayisim? One for the mitzvah of Achilles Matzah, and one for what? The mitzvah of Suda Siyantah. Mitzvah of Suda Siyantah, is that a Pesach mitzvah, or is that just a Yantah mitzvah? Suda Siyantah. No? What do you say? Is that about this Yantah, or about Yom Tov in general? In general, you do it in the daytime also, even when it's not the Seder. You do it another Yom Tov. Achilas Matzah, clearly, just a Pesach, a Seder night mitzvah. What's the Brisk Rav's Vard in Haseba? The Brisk Rav's whole Vard is that Haseba is the way to do Seder mitzvos, the way to do the Seder night mitzvos. So when the Gemara is talking about a Seba, and it talks about whether the Shamash needs to do a Seba, what's it going to talk about? One Kezayis. Why only one Kezayis? Because we're only going to concern ourselves with which Kezayis? When we're talking about a Seba. No, which Kezayis? Again, let's go again. There's two mitzvahs in play over here. You have a mitzvah of Sudas Yantif, that's in general. And you have a mitzvahs of the Seder night, Dalet Kosos, Achilas Matzah, that are just about the Seder. How does the Brisk Rav understand the mitzvah of a Seba? You tell me, I'm not saying it again. How does the Brisk Rav understand the mitzvah, according to the Rush, the mitzvah of a Seba?
According to the Rush?
Yes.
Pertains to the mitzvahs of the night.
It's the way to do, exactly, it's the way we do the mitzvahs of the night. What do you mean the mitzvahs of the night? The Seder mitzvos, exactly. Not what? Not mitzvos of Yontif. Seder mitzvos. If I'm eating two kezesim of matzah, one of them is for the seder, and one of them is for yantif in general. Which one needs haseba? Only the one that's for the seder. Because haseba is the way we do seder. It's the way we do the seder mitzvahs. So Bir Halach is bothered by this kasha. How could the Rosh say we're supposed to eat two kazayis and we don't find in the whole sugi of a seba where it talks about a shabbos al kazayis? It's only all about one kazayis. It's not about two kazayis. Says Rav Shechter, according to the Brisk Rav, it's perfect. Of course you're only going to need a seba for one kazayis, because the way the Rosh understands the mitzvah of a seba is that the mitzvah of a seba is the way we do the seder mitzvahs. And there's only one kazayis that we have to do for the seder per se. The other kazayis just stam a mitzvah sudas yantiv. You don't need to do a seba for that. So the Brisk Rav is very geschmack on that level. Helps us with that bir halacha a tremendous amount. Yeah.
So according to the Rosh, maybe in the Gemara it's ain't sarach seba by Mara, then you say maybe you should do a seba. You don't need to, but you should do a seba pertaining to the.
The question of why that seder mitzvah doesn't need a seba is still an open question, right? We'd still have to deal with that. According to the Rush, clearly the Rush is not going to argue in the Gemara. He's going to say you don't. You don't do a seba for Marer, or you don't have to. Why is it that that's different is a good question. But clearly, the way the Brisk Rav understands the Rush is haseba is a way to do the mitzvahs halayla, the mitzvahs of tonight, that are special for tonight, for the night of the seder. The second kezayis is not a mitzvah that's special for the night of the seder. It's a kezayis of achila like you would have by any other sudas yantiv. Nothing to do with the night of the seder per se. So that's what Rav Shechter points out. That's why you wouldn't do a seba on that second kezayis, according to the Rosh. So as much as the Brisk Rav is beautiful and it helps us understand that element, we do have other problems. Like we pointed out before, the Ramah's not going to fit, and the general issue of why, according to the Rambam's Shita, within the way the Brisk Rav understands Shita, so Rambam, someone mentioned to me before how the Brisk Rav passes. Brisk Rav doesn't paskin. He's not paskin. He's explaining a machlokas. Brisk Rav doesn't hold like the Rambam any more than the Rush or the Rush anymore than he's explaining the machlokas. Shulchan Aruch paskins. Shulchan Aruch paskins. Like the Rush, by the way. Or we have that stira. That's part of the issue we have to deal with the Rambam, whether we paskin like the Rush or the Rambam. But the Brisk Rav is not paskin, he's explaining. The problem is, if you're going to explain the machlokas, you got a problem with the Rambam, you have a problem with how we paskin. Because we seem to paskin like both sides of this machlokas that he just got through explaining. So what I want to do tomorrow is answer this question. So first of all, take a look at the Minchas Asher's approach. Rav Asher, once again, was mechavein to Rav Soloveitchik's approach, pretty much word for word. 100% of Soloveitchik's approach to how to answer the Rambam, different than the Brisk Rav, disagreeing with the Brisk Rav, to give a different pshat on the Rambam, and based on that different pshat on the Rambam, we could answer the kasha we started with, which is why we're machmir to lean for all four kosos rather than just saying Savit Rabban al Kula. Then once we do that, we have to look at the other answers of Rishonim to that question of why it is that we are machmir to lean for all four kosos. Okay, we'll leave it at that today.